This is Conor Lennon from UN News. In an ideal world, all jobs would be green, decent work that contributes to protecting the environment. For the International Labour Organization, or ILO, millions of green jobs must be created in the coming years if countries are to put commitments made to minimise climate change into action. Dan Dickinson from UN News called up Mustafa Kemal Gay, coordinator of the Green Jobs Programme at the ILO in Geneva, and started by asking him what kind of green jobs exist already.
In the context of the energy transition, as countries are trying to move away from a fossil fuel-based energy system to a more sustainable system of energy supply, there is a massive opportunity for job creation in renewable energies. All the challenges we see in the management of waste around the world opens up new opportunities for job creation, including in management, recycling of e-waste. So therefore, there are many sectors of the economy, construction being one of them as well.
Who's driving the move towards creating more green jobs?
Well, I think there are many factors that are at play. One, of course, is the policy context, where governments have put in place policies and goals that signal that the economy is moving in a given direction. But then practically, enterprises, because that's where jobs are being created, you see a lot of small, medium-sized enterprises taking up opportunities in innovation in the energy space, in construction, and we also see a lot of opportunities in waste management.
Is the so-called green economy advancing as quickly as the ILO would hope?
In terms of the job potential, it is there, and we find that if countries do implement the Paris Agreement, only even focusing on renewable energy generation, energy efficiency, and the rollout of electric vehicles, we would see a potential for 24 million more jobs by 2030. So therefore, in terms of what the potential is, we see it quite significant and growing. However, I feel that the pace of job creation in this space is still below what could be realized.
And ultimately, it's down to whether or not these new green jobs within those industries are profitable for the individual businesses concerned.
Absolutely. For enterprises, it is profitability, absolutely. But we see what I also refer to as social enterprises, which are mostly driven not only by profit, but social value, you know, contributing to environmental sustainability considerations, poverty reduction, inclusion, etc., and the cooperatives, the actors in the social solidarity economy look at those other dimensions in addition to profitability.
Right now, it sounds like this is a niche sector. In the future, will all jobs be green jobs?
In terms of the greening of jobs, and that's a concept we also like to use often. All jobs could be greened in the sense that the way occupations work is done reduces the environmental footprint, because, you know, for many decades there has been a lot of focus on improving labor productivity. But today I think there is a very serious realization that we need to improve resource productivity, because the world doesn't have any more the same stock of natural capital, whether we speak of, you know, standing forest, fertile soil, water, and therefore we need to get the work in all the occupations be more mindful of the resource intensity. And so with that concept, this is supposed to be done in all economic sectors and not just be like a niche of what you could call green jobs.